him and watch him swagger. And he does have an attraction factor. Stephen Davies, come on up, buddy. Talk to us. It helps the old confidence. Very humbled to be here. This is a privilege to get to talk at an NAA event, and it's awesome to get to follow guys like Ed and Jay. Great friends, tremendous individuals. I'm here to talk to you about the attraction factor, which is one of those titles when I was given. You know, you're generally given a title for one or two reasons. One, either because you're really good at it, or two, you need to do the research and figure out how to do it. So, I'm a wreck. I don't know where to go. You know, one of the things I learned early on about the business is something that Barry Clarkson said, and he said it in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Holiday Inn Airport. This was early on. This was kind of when the yours, mine, and ours meeting, when we decided to liberate ourselves, and it was kind of like, who's with us? And Barry said, recruiting is an attraction. End of story. I heard that, but I didn't hear it. You know what I'm saying? It didn't sink in. And in all honesty, it didn't really start to sink in until this year. It's one of those things you've heard before, but it doesn't really hit you until you're ready for it. And that's when I started to kind of figure a lot of things out. And you know, that's vital, because once you get outside your warm market, you have to be attractive as a recruiter. You have to have that attraction, that swagger, that attitude that people want to be a part of. Because once you get outside the warm market, there's got to be something there. Even within the warm market, I will say this. One of my toughest recruits in the business was my father. Mainly because he was already successful at what he was doing. And so it wasn't until I brought the aura to the table, until I developed those things, that he was ready to join up. So that's what I wanted to think about, because if you think about it, what's not attractive about what we do? You know, what's not attractive about getting to travel the world with your best friends, make a lot of money, more money than a 26-year-old punk should ever have the liberty to make? What's not attractive about that? What's not attractive about helping my good friends Brandon and Meredith, Casey and Sarah, my father, and my mother, my brother, and our whole new group of leaders, new friends along the way, Rob and Andrea, Troy and Judith. You know, what's not attractive about all getting to be together and have fun and make money and eat good? Right? So then what's the issue? Where could the attraction problem be? Well, obviously what we have is attractive, but we've got to be attractive to be able to bring everything to the table to recruit and grow and take things to the next level. There's a phrase that I'm totally stealing this from a movie, unless you've never heard it before, in which case I did make this up today. It's act as if. And if you're familiar with that, you know what movie that's from, a great recruiting movie. Act as if. He was addressing the recruits on their aesthetic professionalism, which is one of my favorite phrases. But he says, you need to act as if. And that's what really dawned on me this year. Dude, I need to act as if. Why in the world would somebody that wants to make $500,000 a year be attracted to somebody that can't act as if he's making $1 million a year? It's just an equation you can't escape. Because you also have to understand this. Things will never change for you, ever, until mentally you change things for you. When you act as if, when you assume what you want to become, that's when things are going to start changing. So to have that attitude, that swagger, or swaggertude, you got to act as if. So I'm going to talk to you about 5 attributes. I'm going to list them all off, and then we'll kind of talk about each one, and I'll probably bounce back and forth. But number one is vision, and that's number one for a reason. It has to be number one. Number two is discipline. Number three, confidence. Number four, mental toughness. And number 5, charisma. You can't say that word regularly. I love that word. It's one of my favorite words. charisma. That's probably the one I spend most time on. That's one thing I've studied like a lot this year, trying to learn to get better at. Vision. Early on, Philip Hutchins taught me people want to be part of something bigger than themselves. That's something that you have to believe. When Philip said that again, same thing, heard it, didn't receive it. Now I'm like, oh, I get it now. Starting to figure it out. People want to be part of something bigger than themselves. So what does that mean? Well, think about this. If you're trying to attract big hitters into your business, then you need to be even bigger than the big hitters you want to attract. So what is your vision? Do you know what you want? You know what the magic is? You know when the magic really happens with vision? It's when you commit it to writing. Otherwise, it's just one of them shower ideas. You don't have a vision unless it is down in writing. Other than that, it's just a figment of your imagination. So if you take nothing else away from me today, I want to encourage you to do what I did about 9 months ago, and that was write down your vision. Coincidentally, proportionally, like the income in the 9 months since, way higher than any of the months before. That's not a coincidence. Casey and I, my good friend Casey Watkins, my second recruit ever, and coincidentally, you know, my taproots we were talking about this morning, we were talking about the basement. We started off early in Andy Albright's base shop at the practice company. We went to the basement. And Casey and I loved it because we're just like average height guys, but the ceilings were so low that we felt huge. You know? I look back and I'm like, so this is what Brian Morton feels like. You know? It felt great to be huge. But here's what we were talking about. The culture we came from was so... it's irritating to me even talk about it, but you know, it was the big mahogany desk, the big show. Nobody was actually making any money, you understand. That's why the show had to be there. You know, you hear, oh, all this money, and then you find out later on that like even the big gun was making like $250,000. So it's like that's the culture we came from, the big showy culture. So it should have been a red flag to us that this was out of a basement. But it wasn't. It never even dawned on us until this year. You know why? Because Andy's vision was so clear. The NAA facility that we have today, it was as if it had already happened. He cast his vision so well that it never even dawned on us that this was basically a basement operation. And we came from a very corporate culture. See, that's how good you need to be at casting your vision. It needs to be so clear that everybody around you sees it as if it's already happened. It needs to be that clear. So write it down. Expand your vision. Think about this. I love going to Biltmore Estate in Nashville, North Carolina, which is one of the most beautiful areas of the country. Because it's like, actually Barry Clarkson came down to do a meeting for us, and we were talking about Biltmore Estate. And it's like, dude, we just thought we were doing something. When you own like land that they use, okay, the top of that mountain is one of your property boundaries. The top of that mountain and that river that you can't even see yet, those are your property boundaries. Now that's doing something. So take opportunities to expand your vision. If you can at all get around Ralph Simpson this weekend or Alex Fitzgerald, throw elbows, play dirty, do whatever you have to do. Because they will help you expand your vision because they did that for me. Get around the founders of the company. If you think this is the pinnacle, you need to see what they already see. So get around them, expand your vision. Think about this. You will only be able to attract to yourself people whose vision is one half as big and one half as clear as yours. So get yours as big and as clear as possible. So that when that equation naturally happens, the people you are attracting's vision is big. So it's like huge and big, and then huger and bigger. It's fun. All right, discipline. People are attracted to people who appear more disciplined than they are. It gives people a feeling of security to be under the wings of somebody who is a nose to the grindstone kind of guy or gal. It gives people security to feel like they are in the hands of somebody who will push far beyond when it's not fun or when it's tough. It's a sense of security. That was one of the other things that immediately attracted me to the founders of NAA, is that discipline is so apparent. And you look at Andy Albright's daily life, that discipline is so apparent that it gives you a tremendous feeling of security. It's on you to do that for your people now. Never, ever let your people outwork you. Because here's the thing, to what degree you are able to attract future winners is dependent on how disciplined you are now. It's that act as if thing. How disciplined you are now will determine to what degree you will be able to attract future winners. Anytime you have any lack of discipline in your business, you will become desperate. Do not try and beat that equation. I have tried, it does not work. And nothing stinks worse than desperation. Except for this one guy I flew next to one time. That's when I started flying first class. Oh, it was bad. People are attracted to people that are on fire, so leave here on Sunday and just go out and simultaneously combust and watch the magic happen. Discipline. Confidence. While nothing stinks worse than desperation, nothing smells better than confidence. Now, wait a second, is that an ego? Yes. To me, an ego is a lot like manure. Just the right amount, and you can grow tremendous things. Too much, and you know what it smells like. A well-tamed ego is vital in your confidence. People are not attracted to wimps. You have to be confident. What can make you confident? Jay talked about it, reading. You know the magic? Most people don't read. So when you read, you transcend the ordinary and average. You gain the confidence. You become attractive. Mental toughness. It's a persona. You either are mentally tough or you aren't. Everybody here can become mentally tough. I need to become mentally tougher than I am to attract my next level of leadership. Mental toughness. How do you become mental tough? Think about this, and this is what did it for me. One time Fitz said, you will be paid proportionate to the size problems you can handle. That's what did it for me. I decided, okay, I want to tackle big problems. How do you tackle big problems? Comes back to reading and growing. Growing to become somebody that can handle problems bigger than you can handle now. Read to grow to that level. People are only going to be attracted to you if they feel that when the heat is on, when the pressure's on, you are not going to buckle. When your mettle is tested, are you going to buckle? And think about this. Guard your thoughts. It's the things you think, they eventually become outward thoughts. So guard your thoughts. Do this for the next 90 days. Every reaction you have to a situation that would normally cause you to buckle, write that reaction down, and then write down the better reaction. You will grow so mentally tough and able to handle the big problems that big money makers can handle that people will be attracted to you right and left because that's what people want. Charisma. Charisma comes from pouring your heart and soul into your business. Unless you are 110% in, you will never be charismatic. Charisma comes from genuineness. You will never be charismatic until you stop recruiting people to earn an override and you start recruiting people because you believe you can help them change their life. That's when the charisma will come. Only at that point. Charisma is a byproduct of all the things we've talked about. Charisma comes from people that are obsessed with their goals and vision. Coincidentally, people that are charismatic are generally described by small-minded people as crazy. I'm serious. So if somebody calls you crazy, congratulations, you are well on your way to becoming charismatic. Well on your way. Guys, recruiting is an absolute attraction. So let's all leave here. Let's go out simultaneously combust. Let's become the most attractive people in the industry as we're building the greatest company in the history of the industry. Thank you.